We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's me, Bob Mitchell, in for Tommy Tucker. Saints take on the Cardinals of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight at 7 o'clock. And here's the guy that I just absolutely love to talk to. My dad told me always respect my elders, so I'm going to call you Mr. DeSilvia.
That's pretty good, Bob.
So, Mike, when it comes to this game tonight, are basically only the mama's boys are going to play?
Well, yeah. You're going to see the regulars a little bit early on, but this is really it used to be years ago that only the mamas know.
Yeah, that's right, the name.
Only the moms know who playing in this. But today it's a little bit different world. But you're going to see a lot of the second string football players in this. And, a lot of people, preseason's not important. Well, it might not be important to you, but it's important to them guys trying to make this team. Because, they're fighting it out there. They're trying to either make the Saints or trying to make another team if it doesn't work out here. So it's a big game because you do know that in game three, normally the regulars or what you would call the top backups are going to play the majority of game three. You're not off Broadway. You center stage tonight, and so you got to make it happen.
Will Drew Brees play?
If he does, it'll be a series, and then that's it. I think this is going to be very similar to what you saw a year ago where he saw very little action in preseason. So I think if he played, it would be a series and he's out.
Of all the coaches that I've heard, only one coach, I'm sure you remember this, Hank Stram, when he took over, he said preseason was important because it started a pattern and got you in the habit of winning. So he wins five games in the preseason, then gets crunched the rest of the year.
Yeah, I remember, Bob, growing up watching the Cowboys, and they were like, this was when they played six preseason games. Mm-hmm. They were 1-5, maybe 2-4. I think they went one preseason, they were 0-6. And they ended up either in the NFC Championship game or in the Super Bowl those years. I mean, what you're looking at here is individual play. You would like to win because you're a competitor. You want to go out there and win. But this is more about, I think, showcasing somebody's skill set out on the field, especially the first two games where you're not really game planning. You just want them to go out there and make sure they know their mental assignments. That is what, if you watched the sidelines last week and you saw Sean Payton shaking his head and those facial expressions, he was miffed that, there were a lot of mental assignments that were missed. And he wasn't crazy about the fact that his defense just couldn't get off the field against Jacksonville in the first half. Almost was a little bit lackadaisical. And I think he's used that this week of, you've been reading your press clippings about how well you've practiced. And, listen, coaches know how to get that little angle on you. And I think you're going to see a much more aggressive front unit from the Saints defensively than you saw a week ago, especially in the first half.
Mike, can I take a break and then come back?
Sure.
You give me a few more minutes?
Sure enough.
All right. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to check traffic, and then we'll come back with WWL NFL Saints analyst Mike DeTillier. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're talking right now to WWL's NFL and Saints analyst Mike DeTillier. Mike, before we get back into talking about the preseason football, as far as the Saints' backup quarterback, do you think he's already on the roster?
Meaning for the future, or are you talking about for this year?
For the future.
The eventual replacement for Drew Brees? No, he ain't on the roster today. He's on somebody's roster, but it's not the Saints. put it to you that way. Uh-huh. So, listen, you got what you got right now with Tom Savage and Taysom Hill. And Taysom is sort of built for preseason in that, he's erratic as a passer. You know, he's got his highs and lows. But one thing he does really well is that if his primary man is covered, he takes off running with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a lot of yardage. Man, he's a heck of an athlete in his ability to get downfield. You know, I watched him the 4 years at Brigham Young. He was very similar to that at BYU as what you see today. The problem exists with he's got to become a more consistent passer from the pocket, show a little bit more patience.
A little more discipline. Yeah, it looked to me that taking off and running was almost his first option.
Well, because that's what he's used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. Now, here's the problem. When he was at BYU all 4 years, he missed considerable playing time because of injuries. No, you put yourself at risk doing that no matter how you built. You're taking some pretty good shots downfield. So the eventual replacement for Drew Brees is not on this roster. Tom Savage, he has started some games in the NFL, but basically he's been a career backup.
Do you see any undrafted free agents making this team, making the final roster and contributing?
I think one of the guys to watch would be Keith Kirkwood, the wide receiver from Rutgers. I mean, he's been a guy that certainly catches your eye at camp. He's had a few drops, mostly easy catches, so that's a concentration issue.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll make some great catches, just unreal. So I think he's got a shot on the offensive side of football. One guy they picked up late last year, Jonathan Williams, this is a big game for him because he's not a rookie, but he showcased just how talented he is as a runner. We all remember him at University of Arkansas when he teamed up with Alex Collins. They were quite a duo. Big game for him. And on the defensive side of the football, you see those young guys, Tyler Stallworth, DeVario Lawrence, Jayron Elliott, all making plays last week. Now, there's not room for all of them. So you got quite a battle there to see which one can make this team in a roster that's pretty good right now, really, really good. So, again, I think Kirkwood's got a shot here because he's consistently played really well, caught the ball well in practice.
Mike, I appreciate it. You know what time it is this time of the hour. News
I know
time.
It, brother. It's time for the news, baby.
Hey, I heard that even at the Silver Slipper, you take and give odds on the slot machines that are going to pay off the most. You scout the slot machines. Is that true?
No, but I'll put it to you this way. Come September 1st, you'll be able to bet on whatever you want at the Slipper. Mr. John told me that. So, they'll be having game in there like basically every other casino in Mississippi.
I wonder how much money that's going to bring in.
Bob, I'm just telling you, Louisiana is going to be 3 or 4 years behind as they normally are. It's going to, unbelievably, I think in New Jersey, the mm-hmm. first, I think 15 days, it was like $600 million.
Wow.
That's unreal. But it is what it is.
And again, we
behind the eight ball as normal here in Louisiana.
And I'm sure they'll put some bookies out of work.
yeah, a few.
Thank you, Mike, so much.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. It's a little after 8:30, and it's time to bring in Chris Miller and more WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.